the wife of Advaita Acharya, Jagat Pujita, worshipped by the whole world, Arya, the most advanced cultured lady, Nama, name, Tanra, her, Sita Thakurani, Mother Sita, Acharyer Ajnapana, taking the order of Advaita Acharya, Gela, went, Upahara, presentation, Lana, taking, Dekite, to see, Balaka, the child, Shiromani, topmost. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see the topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Purport. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one at Shantipur and one at Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing not at his Navadvip house, but at his Shantipur house. Therefore, as formerly explained from Advaita's old paternal house in Shantipur, Sita came to Navadvip to present gifts to the newborn child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today our topic is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Avatar Shiromani, topmost of all incarnations. It is not one pastime, it will be a combination of pastimes, and then I will show from Chaitanya Charitamrita how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is topmost of all incarnations. Sri Sant Tukaram, who is a very famous saint in Maharashtra and is a great devotee of Lord Vithal, he wrote many abhangas. So in one beautiful abhanga, he is praying to the Lord that, my dear Lord, you are like lotus flower. You know, in the lotus flower, very nectarian honey is available. But have you heard any time that lotus flower enjoying its own nectar of nectarian honey? No. But the bees who are drinking the nectar from the lotus flowers, they enjoy the honey from the lotus flower. But lotus flower cannot enjoy. In the same way, there is nectar in the lotus feet, your lotus feet. But you do not know what is that nectar that is emanating from your lotus feet. Only your devotees can enjoy. And he gives another example. Just like a cow, you know, she gives very nectarian milk. But we don't see cow drinking her own milk. You know, she only eats grass and some other stuff. And she gives very nectarian milk. But who enjoys the milk, nectarian milk? The calf. And some devotees, like fortunate devotees. In the same way, your devotees enjoy, lotus feet, you know. But you cannot enjoy. You do not know what it is. Right? Then he gives another example that in the ocean you find oyster shell and it gives, you know, diamonds and pearls and all that. Have you seen any time that oyster wearing a pearl necklace? No. Some devotees or some persons who purchase those pearl necklace, they can wear, but oyster shell itself cannot wear that pearl necklace. In the same way, you yourself do not know what is the glory of your devotional service. You know, So only your devotees know. So like that, Sant Tukaram was praying, and that was the. There are many reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and one of the confidential reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance is this only. That I am, you know, just like sun cannot know what is darkness. In the same way, Krishna cannot know what is distress, because he is Anandamaya Ghana Magna. He is a complete personification of bliss. So he was thinking, I am the most happiest person, but when Srimati Radharani is engaged in my pastimes with me, and she is more happy and more beautiful than me, so what is that in me that, you know, makes her so happy? You know, so that is one of the confidential reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, you know, to taste his own sweetness, his own beauty of nectar, sweetness of devotional service. So like it is said, that Vrajendra Nandana Krishna Nayaka Shiromani, and Nayaka Shiromani Radha Thakurani. You know, so Vrajendra Nandana Krishna, he is the topmost hero. Nayak means hero. You know, and Srimati Radharani is Nayika Shiromani. She is the topmost heroine. Right? So best of all heroes is Krishna, and best of all heroines is Srimati Radharani. And Nayika Shiromani plus Nayak Shiromani plus Nayika Shiromani is equal to Avatar Shiromani. Right? Mathematics equation. Right? Nayak Shiromani plus Nayika Shiromani is equal to Avatar Shiromani. Sometimes we see we are helpless, you know. Like, we want to do something, but we can't do it. We are helpless. You know, in front of our eyes, so many things happen, but we are helpless. But have you heard any time, helpless God? Huh? Helpless God. Huh? Helpless God is Advaita Acharya. He is incarnation of Mahavishnu. And during his times, Advaita Acharya, he was very aggrieved that people are not taking Krishna consciousness. And he wanted to give Krishna consciousness, but they were not willing to give. But he can't chase them and give them, because he is helpless in the sense that as Mahavishnu, he cannot actually go to the people. In that way, he is helpless. And nobody is coming to him. Like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, that Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Ahamtvam Sarvapapyabhyo Mokshayishyami Mashucha. Give up all kinds of religious systems and come to me. In my last to last class, I have explained how Krishna and Rama, they demand surrender first. Then, you know, he said, okay, I'll give you. So, unless somebody comes to them, they can't give bhakti. Right? They can't give bhakti. So he was wondering, you know, what can I do? You know, how to deliver these people? And then he was praying to Krishna that you come in such a way that you are not bound like me. You know, you are not bound like me. Then he saw one beautiful verse from Padma Puran. Then simply by offering tulsi and Ganges water, we can, you know, purchase Krishna. You know, we can purchase Krishna. Then he offered tulsi and all. Then he was loudly calling out for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Krishna, he came in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the combination of Radha and Krishna. So it is beautifully explained that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is so merciful that he chases the people. So as a devotee in him, he chases people. Come, come, come. You know, he'll chase people. Then when they come to him, he will act as a Lord. So he is a two-in-one incarnation. You know, two-in-one incarnation. Somebody asked Prabhupada, one reporter asked, why are you traveling around in jet aeroplanes? You know, Prabhupada said, you are going to hell at jet speed. That's why I have to catch up with you. Right? So the devotees are more merciful than the Lord. So our topic, so this is introduction. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he glorified Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many ways. So in many places, he glorified him like it is the, you know, Balaka Shiromani. You know, he's the topmost of the child. Then he glorified him as Nyasi Shiromani. He's the topmost of sannyasis. Then he glorified him as Sarvajna Shiromani. All knowing, topmost among all knowing. Then he glorified him as Matrubhakta Shiromani. Then he glorified him as Data Shiromani. And all the Shiromanis are equivalent to Avatar Shiromani. Right? I know it's going to be a long lecture, but I'll cut it short because time is short. When the kids are born, you know, they are not called Balaka Shiromani. You know, right? When we are born, we are crying and all. So how many children, when they are born, they are making the whole world chant Hare Krishna? You know, and, when Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, it was Falguna month, you know, full moon day. But by the will of providence, lunar eclipse has taken place. You know, lunar eclipse is taking place. So during the lunar eclipse, all the people, they go to the ocean or to the river Ganges, or, you know, everywhere they go and take bath and chant, you know, the holy names of the Lord. Right? So there is one beautiful reason why on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, lunar eclipse has taken place. You know, then it is said that moon is like Prabhupada explained that full moon day, especially Sharad Purnima day, is glorified. Prabhupada explained in one Krishna book also that on full moon day, Sharad Purnima day, people usually go to Taj Mahal. It looks very beautiful, right? So many poets and all, they wrote beautiful poetry describing, narrating full moon day, Purnima. But full moon day looks very beautiful, but when moon thought this Gaur Chandra, you know, is appearing, then moon felt ashamed because moon has got pock marks on the moon. That is why moon was ashamed that when Gaur Chandra, who is spotless moon appearing on the horizon of Gaur Desh, I am a moon with spots, so what am I doing here? That is why the moon went inside the ocean. Where? Because Gaurachandra is appearing. So on the occasion of Gaurachandra's appearance, all the devotees, devotees all over the world, people all over the world, including Western places and all, everybody was chanting the holy names of Krishna. And, and they were taking bath in Ganges, you know, indicating the advent of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, usually, children tend to be devotees. Like, once one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada. Usually devotees, you know, when we go to congregation devotees' houses and all, they tell, no, my child, you know, son, he chants Narsingh Arati. Children, I don't know, they are very fond of, you know, Narsingh Arati. Right? The first prayer that they learned was Narsingh Arati. Namaste Narsingaya. Right? So one day I went to somebody's house, and that parent was, you know, telling the child, chant Narsingh, my child knows Narsingh Arati. You know, chant. Then instead of chanting Narsingh Arati, he started chanting Hiranyakashipu Arati. Started singing some movie song. Sometimes, then the parents understood we should not watch TV, you know, because the child is watching too much TV and learning movie songs, like that. So one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, my son, he's just 2 years old, but he already knows Narsingha prayer. Chant. Then Prabhupada, then you know, he chants, you know, few names of Hare Krishna, half a mala he chants. Prabhupada said, it is very good, but you just wait and see when he turns 16. Right? So people are like that. Yeah, like one Shruti Dharma Prabhu from London, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he was telling that in Belgium, Radhadesh, one girl, just 3-4 year old girl, she called her parents and she was saying, I wanted a book, one book. Belgium, they speak some Spanish or some language, they don't even know English. So they were very surprised, they don't even know the language. So they were they were searching for that book, and finally they went to the internet and typed that book. And it was found out that it is available in Vrindavan. So that book is Glories of Radhakund. You know, 3-4 year old child, you know, some Belgium. So like that, there are some devotees tend to be, some children, they tend to be very nice devotees in the childhood. But later on, even Prahlad Maharaj says, after once adolescence comes, then all the devotion disappears. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, you know, Balak Shiromani. You know, the very purpose of his appearance is making people chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he would make people, you know, chant Hare Krishna. Like when he was a child, he would cry. And all the ladies around, you know, neighborhood ladies, they would you know, try to pacify the Nimai. You know, he wouldn't stop crying. Then they found out one day that they started chanting Hare Krishna, you know, Kirtan. So then they found out that when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he would stop, you know, crying. Then every time Nimai would see all these ladies, he would cry. And then they all would chant Hare Krishna, and then he would stop crying. So like that, he would make them chant Hare Krishna. Then he performed many wonderful pastimes as Balaka. And then as a child, he was very mischievous. You know, he was very mischievous. He would go on the go to Ganges, and Brahmanas, they would be chanting Gayatri Mantra. And he would go in the water, you know, and he would pull their legs. You know, then they would fall, you know, they would curse. And he would, you know, throw mitti and all that. So some of these girls, you know, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that usually it is advised by for girls to, you know, go to Lord Shiva and worship him so that they get a husband like Lord Shiva, who is a great Vaishnava. So some girls, if they want a very nice husband, they are advised to worship Lord Shiva. So he, they would take, you know, all this paraphernalia, all these pedas and all for worshipping, you know, Lord Shiva near to the Ganges, you know, bank of Ganges. And Nimai, he would see all of them and said, what are you doing? So we are going to worship Lord Shiva. Why are you worshipping Lord Shiva? You worship me. Give all these ingredients to me. You know who is Lord Shiva? He is my sevak, Kinkara. You know, then they would refuse, you know, Nimai, you know, there is a limit to anything. Okay, you are playing pranks, that is one thing, but to say that, you know, Lord Shiva is your servant, it's a big offense. You know, Nimai would say, see, if you don't listen to me, I will give you a curse that you will be married to an old man with many wives. Right? Prabhupada writes that no woman would like to have a southern, you know. Right? Women, every woman wants that, you know, her husband is attached to her only and don't look at any other woman, like Lord Ramchandra, you know. So when they would hear, that too a old man with many wives. And Prabhupada writes in one purport, usually young women hate old men. You know. So, you know, this, you know, if they hear this, you know, that this Brahmana boy, enchanting, you know, smiling, you know, boy, he's, you know, threatening that, you know, he would curse us, you know, to have a old husband with many wives. Then he would, no, don't curse, take. So like that, he would perform many wonderful pastimes. That is why he is known as Balak Shiromani. The next is Nyasi Shiromani. Right? He is the topmost of all sannyasis. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, it is said, Gokarne Shivadeke Aila Dvaipayani Shura Parakatirtha Nyasi Shiromani. This is the first time Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorified Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nyasi Shiromani. You know, he is the topmost of all sannyasis. So this place, Gokarna Shiva Deki, Aila Dvaipayini, Shurapaka Tirtha, Nyasi Shiromani. All of us, all of you must have gone there, or we must be knowing that place. You know, anybody can guess? Which is that place? Gokarna Shiva Deki, Aila Dvaipayani. Dvaipayani means? Dvaipayani means island. Right? So this is called our Bombay city is Dvaipayani. Surrounded by ocean water. So Mahaprabhu, after seeing Gokarna Shiva, he came to Aila Dvaipayani Shurapaka Tirtha Nyasi Shiromani. He came to Prabhupada writes in the purport of this verse that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place, Thana district, 26 miles north of Mumbai, Thana district. And that place is called Sopara. Now it is called Nalla Sopara. So we are very fortunate. This place was actually purified by the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to Nalla Sopara. Right? Nalla Sopara. You know, anybody knows? I think nobody is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? That is why we decided in the meeting that from next week onwards, every Saturday we are going to have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class. So that, because management was, we are thinking that people don't read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Devkin was saying, devotees don't know that Mahaprabhu's father is Jagannath Mishra. So, you know, it's a shame, you know, that people should know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our movement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement. Right? So, actually, Prabhupada writes, in Mahabharata also it is there, in Shanti Parva, that the Pandavas stayed in Nalla Sopara. Like that. Even Lord Ramchandra visited, right? That Banaganga. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was described as Nyasi Shiromani. He was the topmost of all sannyasis. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very strict sannyasi. You know, he wouldn't allow any woman to come near to him. And he was strictly following all the rules and regulations of sannyas dharma. One day, Jagadananda Pandit, he went to Bengal, and then he brought very nice, fragrant sandalwood oil. You know, sandalwood oil. So he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, you know, please apply sandalwood oil, you know, to your head. Like everybody knows this pastime, Prabhupada. Once one Western lady, she came to, she was questioning Prabhupada. And then she asked Prabhupada, why are you keeping bare head? So she was wearing, you know, a short skirt. Prabhupada asked her, why are you keeping bare legs? Right? Prabhupada said, it is better to have warm legs and cool head. Right? That's Prabhupada said that for body you should apply mustard oil. It keeps you warm, hot. But you should never apply mustard oil to the head. You know, you should apply sandalwood oil or coconut oil for head so that it keeps you cool. Right? So Jagadananda Pandit said, you know, if you apply sandalwood oil, then you know your head will be cool, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a sannyasi, But if I apply sandalwood oil to my head and I'll go around on the street, then everybody will feel the fragrance. And they will say, you are a sannyasi or a vilasi? Right? They would ask me, you are a sannyasi or a vilasi? You want me to become a sense enjoyer? So, in Krishna Leela, Satyabhama and Rukmini is there. And in Chaitanya Leela, Satyabhama appeared as Jagadananda Pandit. Right? So, Satyabhama is very always, demanding attention from Krishna, and she likes Srimati Radharani, she would go into mana and all that. So, Jagadananda Pandit has attained that mood. Then Jagadananda Pandit said, he became very angry. Sandalwood oil, 10 grams is costing 230 rupees now. That too, plastic, chemical sandalwood oil. That time, Jagadananda Pandit brought pure sandalwood oil. Full of a jug of, sandalwood oil. And Jagadananda Pandit became very upset with the Mahaprabhu and threw that. And he broke the end and entire sandalwood oil became spoiled. Like that. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, Ramchandra Puri, there is one devotee, one person, he is god brother of Ishwar Puri. He came. So his mentality was, he would invite the devotees and feed them and tell them, eat more, like that. Then when the devotees, when they eat more, then he would say, criticize, just see, I heard that, Mahaprabhu's devotees, they eat a lot. Now I'm seeing with my own eyes. Right? Actually, that is why when we go different people's houses, unless we know them very well, we should not eat till neck, They would think, Hare Krishna wale, khana nahi milta hai kya, itna? Right? Khana nahi milta hai kya, in logon ko? especially on the streets and all that, we should not eat standing on the street because people, najar lag jata hai. Najar lag jata hai. So unless somebody with great love, they serve prasad, we should not, eat too much. We should not, paneer sabji. Right? Well, we know one devotee, Janardhan Prabhu, he is in Kanpur. When we went to for some preaching program in 90s with Rasraj Bhavandal, so they invited us to, to this place. And his father, he would feed us like anything, and with so much love and all. Aur khaye, 10-15 chapati khilayega, paneer sabji. And I told, I can't eat more. Then everything was finished, then they brought one very nice, delicious sweet. Then I said, I can't eat anymore. And that person was saying, Swami ji, kha lijiye. Mere bola, mera pet mein jagah nahi hai. Bolte, meetha apne aap jagah bana leti hai. So, Chaitanya, Ramachandra Puri, he would feed all the devotees. And then he would say, somehow or other, he was trying to find fault in Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu is very strict, and Then one day, he went to Mahaprabhu's room early in the morning. And then he would see, ants crawling from in his room. Then he started shouting, just see. I know this sannyasi is a vilasi. He's enjoying, unless he's eating a lot of sweets. ants are crawling. He must be eating a lot of sweets. He is a sense enjoyer. Like that he started criticizing Mahaprabhu. So this is the effect of Vaishnava Aparad. He grew Aparad. He offended his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. So that is why he fell to a situation where he is criticizing the Supreme Lord himself. When Mahaprabhu heard this, then he said, he thought he was only hearing that Ramchandra Puri is like that. But now he would, Sakshat, he was seeing, how Ramchandra Puri is criticizing him. Then he told Govinda, from now onwards, whatever I am eating, I will eat only 1/4. So that was the system. All the devotees of in Jagannath Puri, they would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for bhojan. Then they would purchase some money, some kanas, and some description is there. that Jagannath Prasad. And some if Brahmanas are there, they would cook. But if non-Brahmanas are inviting, they would purchase Jagannath Prasad and feed Lord Chaitanya. Then everybody, there is a quota, like a schedule was there, that Advaita Acharya will feed 2 days in a month, like that. There was a quote, you know, schedule was there. So then he instructed that, you know, now onwards, Mahaprabhu would eat only 1/4 of what he is eating. Then all the devotees were very distressed and Mahaprabhu became very thin. You know, and all the devotees were cursing this Ramchandrapuri. That, you know, where from he came, you know, he should go away like that. Then after some time, Ramchandrapuri went away and the devotees are very relieved. You know, that. So another time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one Devidasi, he was singing, you know, Jayadev Goswami's Geet Govinda very melodiously. Then Mahaprabhu, when he heard Devidasi singing, he became so enchanted. He started running and running, and he didn't care for thorns and stones and all that. He just kept on running, you know. Then Govinda, he was running behind him. Then Mahaprabhu, he saw that he was, you know, running towards Devidasi, and he was about to embrace the Devidasi. Then Govinda caught him, you know, very tightly and said, "Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? She is a woman." Like that. Then Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness. Then he embraced Govinda. He said, "Govinda, today you saved my life. Otherwise, I would have touched a woman." You know. Then he said, "From now onwards, from now onwards, please always be with me. Don't go anywhere. Don't never leave me. Leave my side. Like that, you know, because I don't know what I will do in my, you know, unconsciousness." Then all of you know how Mahaprabhu, not only that, he was very strict sannyasi, and then he was strict with his disciples also. Like all of you know how Chota Haridas was chastised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chota Haridas committed suicide. Then Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada that Prabhupada, now in ISKCON also some sannyasis are falling down. What they should commit suicide? They should also. Prabhupada said, "No, that is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu can do that, but I am not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I need your help." Prabhupada said, "Okay, if you cannot practice strictly sannyas, you know, wherever you are comfortable, get married and practice Krishna consciousness, but don't give up your fight against Maya. You know, when we become devotees of Hare Krishna, we are declaring, you know, war against Maya. Sometimes Maya wins. You know, that time we should not give up our war fight against Maya. We should keep fighting, right? This Krishna consciousness is like playing mridanga. You know, though in the beginning, like you're learning mridanga, and then suppose if sometimes I really get irritated if somebody is playing out of step, and I tell them, hey, so, but there you have to learn, you know. So you keep playing mridanga, then you become perfect, and you can play perfectly, right? So like that, in the beginning we may fall down, we may experience difficulties. But if you keep practicing Krishna consciousness, one day, just like somebody who is practicing mridanga, he will become expert mridanga player. Like that, you know, you will become an expert devotee, you know, in Krishna consciousness, right? Like somebody asked Prabhupada, how to become a devotee? Prabhupada asked, "How to become a drunkard? Huh? How somebody becomes a drunkard? Huh? No, by drinking. You keep drinking, you become a drunkard." Like that, Prabhupada said, "You keep chanting Hare Krishna, you will become expert devotee." Right? So, like that. Then, passing a, like, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then next is Sarvajna Shiromani, you know, all knowing. Like, you know, when Rupa Goswami, second time when he was coming to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, he was coming through Satyabhamapura, you know. So that time when he was staying there, Satyabhama appeared in dream of Rupa Goswami, and she requested him, "Please don't combine Vrindavan pastimes and Dwarka pastimes. Write a separate book about our pastimes, Dwarka pastimes." Then he was surprised. Then Rupa Goswami came, and then Mahaprabhu was there, and then he offered obeisances to Rupa Goswami. Then he lifted Rupa Goswami, and he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, my dear Rupa, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. You know, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Don't separate Krishna from Vrajavasis. Like that. Then he was surprised, you know, how does he know that I am writing a book combining Vrindavan pastimes and Dwarka pastimes? You know, then he understood, then he remembered the dream of Satyabhama, what he said. She said, and then he wrote two books, Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava describes Dwarka pastimes, and Vidagdha Madhava describes Vrindavan pastimes. So, this is, there it is described, Mahaprabhu as Sarvajna Shiromani. And then one more time, you all of you know how Kalidas, he was eating Mahaprasad of all the devotees without considering whether somebody is a Sudra or anything. You know, he would eat Maha of all the devotees. Then one day he honored Mahaprasad of Jadu Thakura, who is born in a Sudra community. And Kalidas, when he went to Jagannath Puri, he saw every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before entering the Jagannath temple, he would wash his lotus feet. And then he strictly instructed Govinda that nobody should drink that water. So all the devotees, they were actually hankering for that nectar, of lotus feet from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But nobody would get it. But this Kalidas also has this habit of, taking Mahaprasad of all the devotees. So he had this great desire that he should drink the nectar from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, water that has washed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went forward and then he drank. He took in his palm water that has washed Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and drank. And then again he took another palmful, drank. Third time he drank. Mahaprabhu said, enough. Enough. No, I know that you have a great desire. So here also it is described, Mahaprabhu as Sarvajna Shiromani. Then next, Mahaprabhu is described as Matrubhakta Shiromani. You know, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Shantipur, after he took sannyas, all of you know this pastime, that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he misdirected. He told one coward boy that when this sannyasi Baba asks you where to Vrindavan, you just show this way. And then he showed that way. And then Mahaprabhu reached Ganges. And I said, oh, this is Yamuna. Mahaprabhu thought, this is Yamuna. Then he jumped into the water. You know, Nityananda Prabhu said. Then there, Advaita Acharya, appeared there. You know, meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu sent a message, says, please bring some, dry cloth for Mahaprabhu and a boat to take him across to Shantipur. Then Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya. Oh, Advaita Prabhu, when did you come to Vrindavan? Then Advaita Acharya said, Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Please welcome to Shantipur. Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda has cheated me. he said that this is Yamuna. Advaita Acharya said, no, he didn't cheat. Actually, it is Yamuna only, because on the eastern side, Ganges is flowing, and the western side, Yamuna is flowing. So you took bath on the western side, so it is Yamuna only. So then he took Mahaprabhu to Shantipur, to his home. Then he sent a message to Navadvip in Mayapur that Mahaprabhu has come to Shantipur. Please bring Sachi Mata. Right? So Mahaprabhu fell at the lotus feet of Sri Sachi Mata and cried. Said, please forgive me. Actually, you own my body. A mother, she carries a child for 9 months. Takes undergoes so much pain and gives birth to a child. So relation is very strong between mother and the son. So Mahaprabhu was saying, my dear mother, you are my worshipable deity. You own this body. But somehow or other, I became mad, and without your permission, I took sannyas. Now, you please tell me, what should I do? What should I do? Like, it is said that a sannyasi after taking sannyas, a person after taking sannyas, one should not visit one's own village, or meet ex-wife and all that. So because that affection will arouse again. So he said, please let me know, what should I do? You know, if you order me to stay here, I will stay. So Sachimata said, I'll be very happy if you stay here. But actually, if you stay here, then you will get a bad name. You know, that after taking sannyas, he's still attached to household and, you know, like that. So please, I'm sacrificing. And you stay in Jagannath Puri. And at least, I will come to know. Because people, from Bengal, they keep coming and going to Jagannath Puri. So at least I will know that your whereabouts and your safety. So like that. So as per the order of Sri Sachimata, Mahaprabhu started staying in Jagannath Puri. So from Jagannath Puri, when Jagadananda Pandit was very upset with Mahaprabhu, told him that you go to Sachimata and pacify her. And then he sent some gifts and all that. Mahaprabhu said, please tell Sachimata that whenever she offers prasad, food to me, I come and eat. Mahaprabhu is very fond of shak sabji. So whenever Sachimata cooks shak sabji, Mahaprabhu would go personally and eat. Right? There is some saying, wherever Nityananda Prabhu dances in the kirtan, Mahaprabhu is there. Right? Wherever Narasinghananda Brahmachari meditates, Mahaprabhu is there. And wherever Sachimata is offering sak and other sabjis and all, Mahaprabhu goes and eats personally. So you please tell her, sometimes Mother Sachi, she offers sabjis and all food to me, but they disappear. Food disappears because I personally go and eat. Then she thinks that she has not offered because she is in ecstasy. And she said, I think I have not offered. Then she would cook and offer to me. Again I would eat, and then she thinks, hey, what is happening? Like that, she's in... So wherever Sachimata offers food, there Mahaprabhu is there. Like that. So like that, he is described as Matru Bhakta Shiromani. So finally, he is... Ho gaya na? Data Shiromani. अपने करोति आश्वादने सिखाय भक्तगण प्रेम चिंतामणि प्रभु नहीं देखे स्थान स्थान जाने थारे कैला दाता शिरोमणि. सो इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट अपने करियाची आश्वादने सिखाय ने भक्तगण. राइट, महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ ही इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग द स्वीटनेस ऑफ devotional service, apane sikhaya ashvadane. Then he is teaching to the devotees also, how to experience the taste of pure devotion, loving devotional service. Then nahi deke sthana asthana, he did not see whether somebody is qualified or not qualified, Then jane tare kaila dana data shiromani Mahaprabhu, it is said that he did not see whether somebody is qualified or not qualified, and he simply distributed this love of God to everybody. That is why he is known as Data Shiromani. Like one devotee is explaining that this treasure house of love of God is actually locked. And there was a combination lock was kept, right? And Satyuga, that combination lock was meditation, process of meditation, right? And in Treta Yuga, that combination lock was sacrifices. And in Dwapara Yuga, deity worship. But in Kali Yuga, that combination was number was forgotten by everybody. Right, so this combination lock sometimes it's very complicated, numbers, some huge numbers 9453000 something like that, right? Once we in Vrindavan, when devotees stay together, brahmacharis once we kept put on a combination lock, right? So I came running from temple to answer nature's call. Then suddenly forgotten that combination number. Struggling. But, since then I decided never to put combination lock. But even if you keep, you know, combination number, if it is 0000, then it is very easy, right? To open the lock. Like that, in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and kept the combination lock, you know, very easy, right? Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Data Shiromani is the topmost of, you know, munificent, that's why he's known as munificent incarnation, you know, very merciful. So, that is the difference between, you know, Lord Krishna and Lord Rama.